This is Amy Poehler. My new movie, Disney and Pixar's Inside Out 2, is coming to theaters June 14th, and it's making me feel joy and sadness and anger, definitely some disgust,
Rose,
and I think a little fear.
Really?
But I'm also feeling these new emotions like anxiety, embarrassment, envy, and ennui.
It's what you call the boredom.
Okay, that one was weird. It's going to be the feel-everything movie of the summer. Disney and Pixar's Inside Out 2, only in theaters June 14th. Get tickets now.
Look, Bumble knows you're exhausted by dating. All the, must not take yourself too seriously, and 6-1 since that matters, and what do I even say other than, hey? Well, that's why they're introducing an all-new Bumble. With exciting features to make compatibility easier, starting the chat better, and dating safer. They've changed, so you don't have to. Download the new Bumble now.
Hey guys, John here. Welcome back to a brand new episode of Lather Talk. Today we're talking about Voices, our collaboration has released, what are some of our thoughts, and what's some of the feedback that we received. Also, Gerard and I talk about having too many soaps and possibly software burnout. We also chat about boar hair shaving brushes, something I've been rediscovering as of late. And last but not least, we finish up with another listener spotlight segment, this time featuring listener Matt Fox. Being featured on the listener spotlight is actually one of the perks of being a Patreon supporter. I also want to give a warm welcome and shout out to our newest patron, Howard Peranto. Thank you so much for your support. Guys, if you have the means and would like to help financially support the show and the YouTube channel, patrons get early access to bonus content, behind the scenes looks, and much more. Head over to www.patreon.com/lathertalk to find out more. So that's a preview of what's coming up on today's episode. Thank you guys so much for tuning in, and I hope you enjoyed today's podcast. Hey guys, welcome to a brand new episode of Lather Talk. Today it's me and Gerard, my lovely co-host.
Hello everybody, good to be back.
It's just been a bit since we've just had a chance to chat. We took a little break for the summer. So there's a few things on the agenda that I shared with Gerard, but also we kind of like to keep things fast and loose. So you never know what we might stumble upon here.
Yeah, because we are both fast and loose.
So we're hot off the heels on the release of our unique collaboration with House of Mammoth. And I did want to get a chance to hear from Gerard, both kind of the different feedback and reactions that we've got from you guys, from listeners, from folks that have just, you know, gave it a try or were enticed by the cause, which again is Stop AAPI Hate. It's an organization that we wanted to bring light to. It's a topic that we wanted to bring light to. So how did you find it? Once like we had the software in hand, had a chance to share with it, if you can kind of remember, I know it's a little removed from those first impressions, but I don't know. What are some of the thoughts that were running through your head?
You know, so for those that don't know, when we were kind of talking about Voices with Ben from House of Mammoth, we didn't have anything but like fragrance samples. And so that was what we went with as far as kind of going through different iterations of Voices and everything like that. So when we got the soap, it was our first impression, you know, of it in a shave form. And so we got the soap, the splash, and then the fragrance of the final product itself. For me, I was really happy with kind of how different they smell, you know, like each. Like for me, when I opened up the soap in particular, I got a lot of like immediate, like ripe green mango notes off the tub. Whereas you kind of got that young coconut, that pandan, more in the splash and especially in the fragrance to me. So it was nice because it complemented each other, and it was different enough, you know, just because when you put like a fragrance in a different medium, you know, you kind of coin flip on if it'll be good or not. It, you know, some, you know, the soap making process can muddle up a fragrance. It can, you know, it can just, you know, change it significantly. But sure. Yeah, I do think it was really, really nice. The final product came out really, really nice. And yeah, I'm very happy with it.
That's a great point that you made, just how it's the same scent and that in each medium, it's a little different. And yeah, I mean, same exact experience. It was really, yeah, it's really interesting and kind of a fun exercise to see how it'd be different. And also, all credit goes to Ben from Mammoth, who he does make testers for himself to see like how much fragrance to put in to each thing and have it to be the right mix. At that point, though, Gerard and I were removed from the process, and which is totally fine because the so many, you know, iterations of the fragrance itself. But really, you know, props to Ben for, I think, getting the levels just right. And yeah, I think, you know, if I were to recommend, this is a scent that straight up, it's not going to be for everyone. I know it's enough of a gourmand where it'll turn people off to who people don't like food type scents. Totally cool. And some folks just, this is a combination or certain, or definitely at least certain single notes are totally unfamiliar. And I don't know if since we're both dads, you know, like I try to tell my kids, you try something three times before writing off. I mean, it could be spread out over a long period of time, whatever, but for food wise, try something three times. And I feel like that also holds for scents, since, you know, olfactory and taste are so connected.
Like, I myself am not particularly huge on gourmand scents, right? Like, mm-hmm. It's like, I don't even know if there's any soap like this, but like, I like chocolate cake, but I don't want to shave with chocolate cake, right?
Yeah, yeah.
And, you know, I could probably say, if it wasn't for this being such a personal project, I don't know if it would be something I would immediately like jump on, right?
Sure, totally.
And so, but with that said, you know, even though it very much leans like a gourmand scent, I think it is mellow enough to where it can be used, you know, outside of it. And sure, like most casual people, if they smelled it like on your skin or on your clothes passing by, they probably like, oh, you smell like, you know, mango sticky rice, or you know, smell like mango and coconuts. You know, and if you're like, if that was all they smelled, no problem, you know, like they got like 80% of it. So
yeah. Very true.
So yeah, I mean, as far as utilizing it, like I've used it a lot, actually. I probably had like at least 10 shaves with it, which is more than what I usually shave with, like, you know, within like since the release last month. I mean, does that say something? I think part of it was, it's been so hot here in Southern California, just to use something kind of light and fresh is really nice. Spoiler alert, I do have some Barrister and Man Terrorade that I added into the mix to kind of give me that, you know, nice cooling sensation.
Very nice.
With that said, I don't think he offers it right now because the synthetic menthol is so expensive. So shameless plug for Ben at House of Mammoth with his new product Permafrost. If you want to add that to your splash, to your balm, to your lather, whatever, for some, you know, nice tingly winglies, you know, if it is still hot where you're at, then yeah, you know, go purchase them wares, you know. But no, it's been just like really nice. It's a very easy, I think. If it's something that, you know, you enjoy, it's a very easy scent to use, you know?
Yeah, totally. You know, one thing, since, you know, neither of us are soap makers or, you know, razor or brush makers or anything like that, it is funny to you know, hear feedback. And it, obviously, folks who are fans of the show, people who are on the Discord, you know, very kind things to say, people supportive of the cause, the organization Stop AAPI Hate. But I definitely can't go without mentioning that the one review that we saw from Anticatura, our vendor, the vendor who
you don't have to throw the person's exact name, but the review is there for anyone that wants to go read.
Yes, I'm not, and this person is titled their opinion, and there's probably a fair amount of hyperbole, but the review was like something to the effect of worst scent in shaving.
Oh, no, I'm bringing it up right now.
Are you gonna bring it up? Okay.
Yeah. The title is disappointing.
Mm-hmm.
The worst smelling soap in the shave market! ! I cannot say anything about the quality. It is very difficult to try this one.
Pretty harsh words. I mean. Well, actually, the first thing I told Gerard was, "Did this guy has he smelled Arco?" But yeah,
you,
so
you know what, you're gonna like get now. You're gonna trigger all the Arco lovers out there.
Oh, it's okay. I'll win them back when I use Arco in like the classic soap series. So, yeah.
The best thing I can say about Arco is that it actually lathers really well.
Yes, I have no qualms about the performance of it, and. If you are fine or love the scent, more power to you, because that's like $2, $2.50, more than get the job done. But yeah, so seeing reviews like that, it's humbling, but also just to know, you know, different strokes for different folks.
Right? Yeah.
Yes, exactly.
You know,
exactly.
You know, some people like chocolate, some like vanilla, some like mango coconut, and some clearly do not. So. It's all good.
Yeah. So we welcome honest opinions. You don't have to pander to us. And it's at the very least, yeah, it keeps you humble and keeps a broader perspective.
Sell it on the BST. Okay. Make your money back.
Yeah. I also can't forget to miss plugging. You know, oh, shoot. Well, hopefully, you know, this makes it in time for the drop, but there's a small restock of voices coming on to houseofmammoth.com on Thursday, September 15th at 10 a.m. Eastern. So I'm not sure if the episode is going to be ready in time for that drop, but in case you're listening to it afterwards and there's still some left, go over there if you're interested in trying it out. And we really just appreciate, you know, all the support. And I think after or at some point with the release coming up, I think Gerard can co-sign on this. If you just want to donate directly to Stop AAPI Hate, support the organization, and skip the whole shaving software nonsense, that's fine by us. Please show them some love, and you can just donate directly as well.
Yeah, absolutely. We have some people that understand that, you know, a portion of the sales, you know, would be donated to Stop AAPI Hate. Some people are just like, you know what, I have enough soap. Or, I'm into chocolate ice cream and not mango coconut. And so I'm not going to buy the soap, but I still want to support the cause. So however you want to, or pass all together. You're just like, you know, don't listen to us, you know, shill our collaboration on you.
Yes, you know? our wares.
our wares that we literally have like no financial like gain at all. You know,
no stake.
It was a creative collaboration, not a financial one. So
yes. Good point.
Just, you know, just to be clear, like people are like, are they getting a cut of the of anything? No, just letting you know right now. At least I'm not.
I'm not either. That the way you put it was perfect. It was a creative collaboration. Again, so, no personal offense taken. Kind of like you're saying, where like if you have bills to pay, you have to feed your family, please, by all means, do not buy another soap or aftershave and not meet those basic needs.
I would say stop listening to this podcast, because we're just going to enable you to buy more stuff.
That's true. And that's take that as a fair warning at this point, listeners.
We're looking out for you.
Not getting enough drama, talking smack, or hooligan hijinks from your regular forums, social media, or Reddit? Well, the Lather Talk Discord is not for you. Sorry to disappoint. But if you're looking for a cool place to hang out with fellow traditional shaving degenerates, come on down to the Lather Talk Discord. Share your shave of the days, mail calls, or talk about your favorite hardware, software, and just about everything in between. Once again, that's Lather Talk Discord. Check out the link below.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin, or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
I kind of want to piggyback off a little bit of that, and mm-hmm. it's something that we've talked about. I think I told you this during the break over the summer, but when you were just saying, you know, if you're just you just don't need more soap, and Lord knows I don't need more soap. But on top of that, I just haven't, you know, besides getting ready for the Voices release, I was kind of just I think burnt out on new software. And it's an exciting time, all you know, in the throughout the summer and right now in September and through the fall, there are a lot of fun projects coming out. A lot of scents, original scents, cologne dupes, what have you. Stuff continues to come out.
Motorcycle.
Okay.
I'm like right near the highway.
Oh, that's right.
There's like a wall, and then like a 6 and 6 lane highway, so like 12 lanes of highway. Ooh.
I'm surprised we don't hear more of it, but I'm thankful for that. Anybody going back to my point, it's like chasing that new software hasn't really excited me like it has in the past. And would you say you were kind of you're already in that space for some time? Because I know you'll play catch up every now and then, but for the most part, you're not really chasing software month to month, right?
No, not at all. And I think part of it is, you know, probably when we started the podcast, I was already like I was getting so much stuff, you know, just on a buying spree, and. Yeah, like so many people, you just buy it, you know, to support, and you just end up, you don't end up using it. So, you know, very much hoarding a lot of soap, a lot of, you know, I would say most of the time I'll get a matching splash, but not always. I want to say, like, I've just been really trying to enjoy the stuff that I've had probably most of this year, you know, at least in the past 6 months for sure. You know, some stuff I'm repeating, some stuff I'm not, but, you know, just kind of going through, because I mean, don't get me wrong, I'm not like short on anything. I probably still have like 70 or 80 sets. You know, some people just be like, amateur, you know, give me that. Give me like, oh, no, you know, it's hilarious. This side note. So, last month, there was a local meetup here in Southern California. It was kind of, I want to say co-hosted or, you know, kind of put on by like a thrift store in Huntington Beach. And then Douglas from PAA was over there, as well as Matt from Razor Emporium. And Ken Surfs from YouTube was over there. And so I went over there, kind of met up, you know, people weren't expecting me, and I didn't really announce it because I'm not really that type. So, but
sure.
I want to say his name was Seth. It started with an S. Forgive me. I know you're listening. You need to come into the...
From San Diego?
Yes.
Is it Seth? My boy Seth. It is
okay,
Seth.
So it is Seth.
You're remembering correctly.
Okay, so...
Hey, Seth.
So,
shout out.
So shout out to Seth. And Seth asked me, he's like, yo, like, how many, like, you know, sets do you have? And I think I said, like, 60, 70, 80. And he's like, oh, that's it? I'm like, that's it? And then he said something like, yeah, I think I'm at, like, 200, 300. And I'm just like...
Oh, I didn't know he had that many. I mean, I know he likes the software too, but oh wow.
He said it was at least 200. You know, maybe I'm not like, maybe that spotlight shouldn't have been put on him, you know, or anything like that. But
I don't think his wife listens to the podcast.
As a follow, we're all shaving degenerates anyway.
Yes.
But
yes.
Like you kind of just want to enjoy. You know, like this, you want to figure out if you enjoy something, you know? And also I've been seeing a lot of people this year just like going ham on like, you know, just taking one soap and just using it until it's, you know, you get an empty tub.
Oh, tub kill,
you know,
nice.
Like, you know, everything that you have. And so I think that's probably going to be a personal goal, you know, in going through some stuff. Mm-hmm. But yeah, I think, I don't know, I going back to your, I guess, original, you know, question on have you been kind of taking it easy on the software purchases? Yes. It's nowhere near as bad as it was, you know, at least last year or even a couple years before that. So,
yeah. Yeah. And it's a funny place too, right? Where, having a YouTube channel, someone who likes to feature different products, what they're liking and stuff, it's like, well, what's going to happen, right? Like, to interest if you stop using new stuff. And, you know, but part of it is also to remain or try to be financially responsible. And just like, yeah, if you're coming, because I don't think I've hit 200 yet, but that is the number where I'd be really concerned. I might be hovering. So I stopped keeping track. I still have that spreadsheet, but I haven't updated it in ages, because whenever I feel like there's too much accumulation, I'll try to put a bunch together into a, you know, like a lot, and just try to make a little bit of money back. But usually, just try to, more importantly, move out of the house and onto someone else who will enjoy it. So I mean that. Periodically happens if you guys are on the Reddit, what's it called again?
Shave Bazaar.
The Reddit Shave Bazaar, and then the wet shaving buy-sell trade on.
Yeah, the DNP or the deals in new products.
No, the Facebook group.
Wet Shaving Enablers.
Yeah, it's called Wet Shaving Enablers, but it's actually a marketplace. So. In case you ever guys are wondering, I do sell things on there and try to give everyone a good price. But yeah, I definitely need a bigger purge. And I did I find myself being more strict in my personal guidelines in what I'm keeping. And you mentioned ones which have like, oh, you want to support, you know, friends in the community, right? You want to support a certain cause. Those are, I'm more than happy, right, to pick those up. But then after a while, after a few years, it's like, oh, I haven't used this in a while, and yeah, I'm not sure what to do with it. Those are still hard to let go. And even as we've kind of befriended artisans in the community too, that sometimes it can be hard too. But you know, if I keep like one or two soaps from a particular maker, I think that's, I'm doing my you know, doing my job and having them represented in my collection. I don't know. This is probably a fun question to throw out to the listeners too. If you guys are collectors of stuff like soap, you know, in particular shaving soap and shaving software, you know, what are your personal guidelines to keep your collection at a healthy size? You know, what criteria does it have to meet? So if that interests you at all, yeah, you can drop us a line. Or leave a comment in the YouTube version of the show. One thing I'm keeping my eye on, I've been reappreciating a lot of old soaps, but also boar brushes. because I recreated my first shave, or like my first regular setup that I liked, which was CO Bigelow cream. And then I used my Omega, what's it, 049, the Pro 049. Yeah.
What it's a, color? It's a taller red? One.
I have the red one.
Yeah.
I have the red one. And I used to have a bunch of Smogs. And my favorite of like the four or five different Smogs I owned was the 830, which is also a similar kind of tall like the Omegas. And it had like, it's like a red and clear acrylic handle. So maybe by next episode, I might repurchase that brush, because I kind of miss it.
For those who are not watching the video, when the moment he said "bore," I just kind of made this like barf face, just like this gagging face.
Yeah.
But it is kind of funny that you had mentioned that, though. Yep. I used a bore with voices. I have a Pro 48 as well as a 49, the silver or the aluminum handle.
Yep.
Which was great. Worked really great. Lathered up very nicely. But I was also looking in getting a Zenith brush. Over on Reddit Wet Shaving, they're doing, I think they closed it up already, but they're doing a custom custom brush through Zenith.
Oh, really?
Yeah, through, oh, so,
dang it.
I'll check if it's still there. If you can add yourself, you can add yourself. I think it was still just like the interest, general interest for it. But
oh, okay.
It's a 31 millimeter brush. So it's going to be a big boy of a brush.
I do own a Zenith, but
is it the chubby scrubby?
It is, and I don't like it because it's too scrubby. Yeah,
too low.
It's what it is, and I could have chosen a regular loft one, which I'm still open to, because man, besides the Omega, right? I have a Samoge 1305, not a big knot at all, quite 22 millimeter maybe, but both of those bores are so broken in by me, mm-hmm. that I thought they were much scrubbier, but they actually were still quite comfortable.
No, they're soft
than a Badger, but still, still soft.
Once you use a bore, and I feel like, you know, you really like break it in, those hairs start to split. And it just really blooms nicely. It just becomes really super plush. Excellent for just like either swirling or painting.
Yeah.
Like either or. So
the one I got, just to confirm, I looked it up, my order. It's called the Big Scrubby Zenith Pro Aluminum Handle XL Bore Shave Brush, 28x50 millimeter. Does that sound that?
No. So it's a little bit different, but I think it's the same loft. It's set low.
Yeah.
I think I've just found that I prefer bore in particular to be like set a little bit higher.
Yeah. I would say the same.
I should do that for like a month and try to tub kill something.
With a bore?
Yeah. We'll see.
All right, guys. So next up on the show, we have another listener spotlight for you. This conversation was recorded possibly back in the spring. I recorded a few of these. And this so, person, you know, apologies.
This person didn't even remember.
Oh, I'm sure they remember. They're very. Matt Fox is the listener spotlight, and so this is probably back in, I want to say maybe May, sometime in May, recorded. I don't think
of 2022. Right, correct.
Yes, of 2022. Anyway, before Gerard badgers me more, here is the segment, listener spotlight. Hey, listeners, welcome back to another segment of listener spotlight. And with me today, I have listener Matt Fox. Matt, welcome to the show.
Hey, John. Thanks for having me.
So this is a relatively new portion to Lather Talk. So we are still figuring things out. So I appreciate you being one of the early guests for, for this portion. So first off, I'd like to ask, where are you calling us from today?
Yeah. So first off, I thought it'd be kind of cool to kick this off with, or not kick this off, but at least throw myself out there to join this, because I needed some coolness factor with my kids and tell them I was on a podcast, but even if it is for wet shaving. But I'm in Michigan. You see by my Razor Company shirt. It's about a little under 2 hours away from me, but I'm in a town called Marshall, which if anybody's familiar with the I-94 corridor that runs from Detroit to Chicago, I'm somewhere right in between the two.
Awesome. And if you care to, could you share a little bit about yourself? You can cover interests, maybe what line of work you're in, anything you like, just to give us a little background on who Matt Fox is.
Yeah, sure. So I'm an engineer by day, obviously a dad by night, but I work as a mechanical engineer. We do a lot of stuff in the oil refining business. My specialty is more in pharmaceuticals and biopharmaceuticals, and I won't get into all the details of what it actually is, but it's in the world of mechanical seals. Google it. I'm not going to try and explain what it is, because it can get a little like boring. In my free time, I help coach my daughter's soccer team. We like to hang out as a family and go to DJ trivia nights. We have two local breweries here in Marshall where I live. One's called Grand River. The other one's Dark Horse. Dark Horse has their beer garden open during the summertime, and they host live music 3 days a week. So we like to try and catch that as much as we can in our busy summers. We like to go camping in the summer. We have a travel trailer, so it's more glamping than anything. And for my me time, other than wet shaving, I like to bowl on league. I've been doing that since I was a kid, so it's just kind of a fun thing that I get to do, like a little me time.
Great. Well, thanks for sharing that about yourself. And before we get into, so the Desert Island Shave question will be the main question we tackle during these, listener spotlight segments. But I think it's also quite interesting at times to find out how people got into wet shaving in general. Would you mind sharing your origin story of how you got into wet shaving?
Yeah, so shaving for me was always more of a chore, something that that I dreaded doing. I didn't really do it often. I'd go into work all scruffy and everything, which, I'm not in front of the customer much, so perfectly acceptable where I worked. I was looking for something, it's going to sound funny because we all do it, but a cheaper way to get away from the cartridges. I had no idea anything other than, okay, this funny looking thing that is supposed to shave my face, this double-edged razor. I couldn't grasp the mechanics of it. It doesn't look like it should work until you really, start Googling it or looking at YouTube. So I went down the path of trying to find that first razor, right? And you land on the DE89, the Mercer 34C. I went with the 34C. I found I really enjoy, all the different options there are for fragrances, what you can smell like every day, right? Mm-hmm. But it was mostly just to get a different experience than what I had. Not that I had severe irritation or ingrown hairs or anything like that, just something different. And it was, I started wet shaving in August of 2020, so right during the pandemic, and had plenty of time on my hands because I was working from home. And it's really just how it started.
Okay, so I didn't realize that you a relatively new wet shaver. Although, yeah. I mean, yeah, 2020 is, I can't believe it, 2 years ago.
I know.
that's kind of a very common story of how people discover wet shaving, kind of just sick and tired of cartridge razors. So glad to have you amongst the fold. And obviously you took that a little bit further to be a hobbyist as well. Is there anything in particular that, like, any area of shaving that kind of brought you over to the kind of that next level?
It was PAA. The options that they had, when I found PA, and I don't even remember how it was that I stumbled across them. I didn't know who A&E was or Barrister and Man or any of these other great artisans that are out there. I just saw that there were all these options. There were some vintage options. There were some original options. And, I can't remember the first soap that I ordered, but I can just remember that it was easy to lather. And then, you know, it was like right around Black Friday too. So a whole bunch of new stuff was coming out and the FOMO kicked in really quick. Right.
Yep.
So I ordered a few more and I wasn't buying sets at the time either. I was just buying soaps.
Okay.
And then, you know, cause I don't even think I was using an aftershave at the time. Still relatively new. Hadn't found the YouTube videos, that I watch now. But something about PA really grasped me into the hobby and then started buying sets. And now I'm one of those annoying people that can't buy a soap without a splash.
so you've come around from soap only to set only. Okay, they have such an expansive catalog and PAA is set up to be a one-stop shop. So that's not a big surprise. If once you discover that brand, then you're like, oh, wow. Razors, like you said, you weren't using a post shave even, so down the rabbit hole you went, I guess.
Yes, absolutely.
All right,
I went all in too.
yeah. I guess that's the way it goes, but I guess that's a good segue, because let's see if PAA made it. The question before you is, if you were stranded on a desert island, what shaving gear would you bring? And that is that's open to interpretation, but at the very least, we'll talk about a razor, a brush, a soap, and a post-shave product. If you want to get nitty gritty, you can choose both a splash and a bomb, because I feel like they kind of do different things.
Sure. So as anybody I think would answer this, it's very tough to nail it down as a hobbyist, because I do have multiple razors now. I enjoy different experiences from those razors, but I'm a daily shaver, and my quote unquote goat, if you will, did not make this list. I wanted to go with comfort over because I'm thinking of a daily shave. You may not have access to that. Here we go, practical engineering mind, right? You may not have access to everything, all your skincare and everything. So I actually went with the Carve Overlander for my desert island shave. I did try the Christopher Bradley first, and I am not a fan of razors where I have to ride the cap.
Okay.
And, you know, just that extreme angle that you have to get to. I got great shaves with it. It just, the experience wasn't enjoyable. So, you know, hearing the reviews of the Overlander and seeing the head geometry, it looked, you know, more intuitive. And the first time I picked it up, it was an autopilot shave.
Yep.
So I envision that as something that would be an easygoing, enjoyable thing that might make the experience of a desert island a little bit more enjoyable. Having said that, it was really hard not to go with my my Blackbird from Blackland.
Gotcha.
I like that shave that I get from that, but it's not an autopilot shaver all the time for me, as much as I tend to just kind of go wild with it sometimes. But I know this wasn't part of the category, but I would definitely take my Nassets with me for the Overlander.
No, that's you need a razor blade to actually shave. Yeah. So I'm glad you remembered it, even if I forgot to mention it.
And, you know, I don't like Nassets in my Blackford, but all day in my Overlander. They're kind of 180 degrees difference in the experience between the two razors. You can't feel the blade in the Overlander. So having something that's sharp that takes down everything for me so that I don't overshave is really critical for me. So
definitely
I dial it down a little bit for the Blackbird.
That makes sense. Given that those two razors are amongst my favorites as well. I know exactly what you mean. And also I do want to mention for our audio only listeners, Matt has come prepared. So you might want to hop on over after this to the video version, because he understood the assignment and brought, he brought his items to show us. So thank you for that. And also I probably should have mentioned, Matt, what are you drinking tonight?
So in my glass, I have from Bell's Brewery in Kalamazoo, which is where my wife and I went to school for college at Western Michigan, is our Oberon, which is a summer wheat ale. It's something my wife and I enjoy sitting on the back deck, sitting on the front porch to end the day with. You know, we're both professionals that have long days sometimes, and it's kind of a little bit of an unwind for us. So Bell's Oberon is on tap at the Fox House all summer long.
Very nice. Very nice.
Yeah. So I guess I'll move on to the brush next. And this is a relatively new addition to my den. This is a Grizzly Bay with a V15 Fanturian knot. I don't recall the name of the brush, but I picked this up only a couple weeks ago. And up until this, I was using PAA synthetics and bowl lathering, and really, really wanted to give face lathering a try again. And this brush has probably eliminated my want to face or to bowl lather ever again. This V15 wow. is super soft.
Yep.
It didn't require any break-in to release the lather for me.
Mm-hmm.
It's my go-to now. I do have... This may change in the matter of a week, because I did order a trotter with a T1 recently. So, but I may go back and forth. But there's some. It's probably hard to pick up here, and the lighting doesn't do it justice. But there's some neat greenish blues up near the top here, where the knot is, and just it was a really cool brush that caught my eye in Grizzly Bay.
Well, you know what? I have to say, if that is your first Badger brush, you hit the jackpot. I mean, that is such a great knot. Like, it's V15 is the one you got, but really the Fanturian, the line that Grizzly Bay, Chisel and Hound, and Rob's Dead. I always, is it Sawdust Creations?
Bobby Moffitt.
Yeah. So the three of them, I know they kind of, they share their pool of knots. Okay. So for folks, I mean, that's such a great first choice, and I'm very happy for you.
So when I first started shaving from West Coast Shaving, I bought a Badger brush from there, because, you know, I didn't really know what I didn't know about the hobby.
Yeah.
And it was fine for a while. I didn't know about bowl lathering. I thought you just go right into face lather, and I face lathered for a while, and I just, I think the fact that, you know, I didn't buy a premium knot for me in my face, it wasn't as great of an experience. You know, it was a little scritchy. Maybe I didn't give it enough time to break in, but I spoiled myself. This V15 or the Fanturian that they're using, I'm sure the previous versions were great too. I love the brush handle. I was worried it might feel a little too small, but it's actually perfect for me.
Great. Excellent pickup. I mean, it really, you said you just picked it up like within like the last few weeks.
Maybe a month ago is when it came in.
Okay. So, I mean,
yeah,
that's high praise though, for it to be a month old. And it's like, it's coming with you being stranded with you on the desert island.
And you know, I just traveled this past weekend and I brought one of my synthetics. I won't say what it is, because I mean, it's still a great brush for me, and I'll use it if I ever, you know, go back to bowl lathering. But
sure,
I just couldn't work up the lather, and it might take a little bit more time, but it just did not feel, it was not as much of a lather producer as the Badgers that I've been using. I have a Smiles for Miles brush as well that I picked up recently with the V69 knot, and that one took a little bit more to break in and get a little softer than the nice gel tips of the V15, but it's given me just as good lathers as with the V15. So
nice.
And this is another favorite in my house. You mentioned it. It's CAD.
Oh.
So I just something about the nostalgic sense I really like. I love the staying power of CAD. I know it can smell to some maybe like a grandpa type smell, but I don't know. I kind of, you know, you can puff up your chest a little more and walk around a little prouder, taller when you're wearing something like CAD. And I think it would make, if it wasn't a stranded type of situation, something a little more enjoyable for me on a stranded island. I should say I struggled between this one and a calming scent being Barrister Man's Reserve Lavender, which awesome. I find also very enjoyable. So yeah. Very tough to nail them down. You know, I shave with CAD just about every Saturday. I started on the PAA unofficial Facebook fan group calling it Catter Day just because I'm nerdy like that. So, but that's actually my second tub of CAD gets used great. Often around here. I didn't bring out the splash, but I would use the aftershave splash with that as well. And then for a post shave, I know a lot of people don't ascribe to balms in the heat, but I really like the Mysterium serum for just for the recovery aspect of it from PAA. This is without the menthol. I've used with the menthol too. I like them both, but they just make my skin feel really, really smooth and hydrated. So,
right, and that one's not too thick of a bomb like product. It's on the thinner side, would you say?
No, it is pretty thick. It is like a lotion, okay. But you don't, a little bit goes a long way, so you don't need gotcha. To really take more than maybe a pea size, maybe a little bit, well, maybe more like an almond size. But yeah, it doesn't stay greasy for long. It soaks in really well.
Okay.
And the after effect is really, really nice.
Excellent. So some great choices there.
Yeah, I mean, I don't have a honorable mention there for that, but I do use the A&E is it the body butter?
They have a few different. There's a few different.
I know they make some pretty good skin products too, but yeah. So that I think that that would be my desert shave or deserted island shave.
Yeah. Well, those are some great choices. So thank you for sharing those. You kind of very efficiently, true to your engineering background, you know, again, understood the assignment, brought the pieces to show as well. That we kind of tackled the main question. And I would say, not that this is a test, but you passed with flying colors.
Thanks.
I also have to mention, you know, thank you so much for your support as a listener. Thank you so much for joining me on the show today, Matt.
Yeah, it was fun to join the show, and I really appreciate this community and what it has to offer. You know, you find other like-minded interests just outside of the wet shaving community, or outside of wet shaving interests as well. So it's it's always fun to find out what everybody's into outside of this, like with you and Gerard with wrestling or which, you know, I know we talked about a little bit. I don't watch it anymore, but I was faithful watcher in my youth and a little bit in my college as well, but yeah, it's kind of cool to find out all those things about everybody.
Totally. And also, I can't forget to mention, is there any plugs you'd like to give, you know, your Instagram page or just where people can find you, anything like that?
I don't really, you can check me out at ShavingMatt77 on Instagram. I'm not really on it for, you know, gobs and gobs of followers. It's just, I more or less created it for a profile for PBS Live and joining other Instagram types of things. But
gotcha.
But I do post from now and then, and you know, to keep an eye on my daughter on her Instagram. And she must think her dad's crazy posting all these shave of the day type stuff. But she likes every single one of them. So
that's so sweet. So supportive.
Yeah, that's you know, other than Instagram, I'm really only on Facebook, and you can find me in the different shaving groups just under Matt Fox. So
awesome. So yeah, if you guys come across Matt's Instagram or see him in the shaving group on Facebook, please be sure to say hello now that you know a little bit more about the man. So thank you again, Matt, and have a good night.
Yeah, thanks, John. You too.
All right, guys, well, that's it for the listener spotlight. And that brings us to the end of the show. And like I said, we don't always know where these catch-ups will go, but we had a nice, you know, little turn into shave software and how we kind of keep our collections. Again, I think we'll come back to that topic, Gerard. I feel like we could definitely dive deeper in there.
In our next episode, Gerard will have accumulated another 80 soaps, so he will be at finally into the three digits again, and we will be talking about some legitimate help for my spending habits. So
how about you? I'll just give you half my collection and then we'll kind of like meet somewhere.
No, but see, like, see, I have to buy the dopamine kick. You can't just like give it to me. You know,
it's not the same.
Yeah. You know, it's just,
we joke, but that, I mean, that is true. you're totally right about that. We talked about brushes, and yeah, I think we have something going on maybe to come back to with the boar brushes as well. So if we do some sort of boar hog challenge, you know, stay tuned here and on our Discord, because I don't know, I think it'll be fun. No response at all.
I don't know what to tell you everybody. I mean, we have ideas. We don't tell you that they're good ideas or bad ideas.
No.
So we leave that up to you.
Yes. Yes. We just put it out into the universe and see what happens. But thanks guys. Thanks for joining us for the silliness today. Gerard, I feel like it's been a while since we, you know, got to have this quote unquote face-to-face conversation. So it's a pleasure speaking with you, my friend.
As always. Very nice to be around, and looking forward to the next one.
Very good. So again, guys, thanks for taking some time out of your day for tuning in. Maybe we accompanied you while you were doing some dishes or folding some laundry, whatever the case may be. We appreciate your support, your listenership, viewership. Are those words? I think those are words. I'm going to stop before I get ahead. Thank you guys so much. Take care. We'll see you next time. Bye-bye now.
Salut.